Well, I grew up in a household that had, my dad is an artist and an art teacher, and so I was very profoundly affected by watching him work, and he was able to sort of teach me things over the years. And we lived in Italy, we lived in Florence for a year. And we traveled through Italy, and a lot of that was looking at art and beginning to really appreciate Renaissance art at an early age. And those teachings and those observations stay with you as you get older, and it can't help but inform your aesthetic. Sorry, do you want to?
No, it's okay.
Share with you? Fine. And so I've always been interested in it. And after university, I studied art a little bit. I studied drawing for a bit. But I always went to museums and always ended up reading a lot about artists. And Giacometti to me was one of the most interesting. And then this book expresses all the difficulties and the joys and the horrors of the creative process better than any book I've ever read. So it seemed a sort of progression for me to want to make this into a film. Yeah, I think, yes. I mean, the thing is, we gave Jeffrey a lot of research. He had a lot of research for 2 years while we were raising the money for the film as he was attached to it. So we had this sort of huge amount of information to draw from. And then we rehearsed like a play for about a week. Excuse me. We ended up cutting a lot of the script because I knew it was overwritten, but it's because on film, you don't need to have as many words as you think you need. But I think that I tried to write it in the sense that, in a way that what he was doing physically was connected to what he was doing emotionally. And really, I think the hardest part was getting Jeffrey to be at ease with getting angry, and getting Jeffrey to be at ease with that, with the paintbrush. And once he did, it was great. But the thing about Jeffrey is, you know, he's such a good actor, but he's also a very playful actor. And that's one of the things that I really like. So we were always, a lot of times I would just keep the camera rolling and I wouldn't cut. And I'd say, do it again, say that line again, be funnier. And to keep the spontaneity going, because otherwise we all have a tendency to overthink things. And sometimes it's best if you just don't think. Thank you.